Welcome to Gleaning and Gathering. I'm your host, Eric Heimlich, and I'm here today to try to share with you a little bit of what I'm going through right now in the hopes that maybe it might be an encouragement to you. You know, I think in leadership, many times there's the effort, at least on a public stage, to present the image that everything is great. It's all fine. It's all good. But the behind-the-scenes reality for many leaders is that they're struggling. They're struggling with doubt. They're struggling with fears. They're struggling with being overwhelmed and the sheer volume of decisions that need to be made, the things that are coming at them. And there are moments where they're not okay. And I think that it's in those moments that we recognize just how fragile and finite we are and how great God's grace is in those moments of our need. I remember a few years ago, I was going through a lot and I took time to get away. There was a monastery in Indianapolis and I went there and I remember reading through the entire book of Matthew in that day and just seeing the panorama of Jesus' life. And the way in which he was so productive and yet so unhurried. And I remember in that day just saying, Lord, I want my life to be like that. You know, Jesus said of himself, I do nothing except my Father tells me to. And I think that kind of focus is what we see in Jesus' life. He didn't just go about trying to find things that needed his attention and getting involved in them. He responded to what it was that his Father was calling him to do. And I think that many times as leaders, we're guilty of falling into that trap of people that need us and we need to be needed. And so we jump into the middle of something that we have no business being involved in. But we do it because, you know, this is who we are. This is what we do. And so we find ourselves completely and totally chasing all kinds of rabbit trails and not really sure where we're headed and losing perspective. I think Michael Hyatt was the one who said, you lose your way when you lose your why. And so this past week, I took time away to pray and just spent time in God's word, spent time in prayer. And during that time, I really felt like that God gave me a fresh perspective, not just on my life, but life in general. And I was reflecting on Psalms chapter 90. And verse 12 has been a verse that I've come back to again and again. So teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. You know, that kind of perspective, that my days are limited. It's not just that, you know, things are coming at me today and ho-hum, there'll be another day tomorrow. But this day is a gift. It's a treasure from God. And the question is, what does he want me to do with it? Teach me to number my days so that I can apply my heart to wisdom, that I can live wisely, that I can live in a way that recognizes my mortality. And so I've been reflecting on that this week and reflecting on what God's teaching me in the middle of this season. Very challenging season. A little over a week ago, I had what I'm pretty sure was my first panic attack. Never had one of those before. Hope I never have one of those again. But due to some circumstances and other things that were just what I felt like was beyond my control, I reached a point where I was not okay. And emotionally, what I was feeling and dealing with was having physical ramifications. You know, they say your body doesn't lie. And my body had reached a point where it was saying, I'm no longer going to play this game. We're done here. And Eric, you need to pay attention. And so trying to deal with that to grapple with that reality has led me to some conversations and some pathways right now that I'm still working through and walking, that I hope will eliminate some situations from my life that will help me to get some things under control. But it also has helped me to really refocus. You know, I have a lot to be thankful for. And as I sat down in prayer and wrote out the things that I'm thankful for, it was a long list. And in the big picture, even though there are things in the immediate that are overwhelming and that are seemingly crushing, in the big picture, God is still sovereign. He's given me a wonderful, supportive, loving wife. He's given me children who love me in spite of my faults. He's given me a home where I can live. He's given me this rich place at Victory Acres full of history and memories and potential. He's given me friends who care and who want to help. He's provided for our family over these past 21 years in full-time ministry. He's given me a wonderful church family at the Gathering. And, you know, there are many reminders along the way of God's faithfulness and His goodness. Whether it's the cool breeze or the bright sunshine or good life-giving music that fills my life with joy and beauty, I have a lot to be thankful for. God has been good to me. And recognizing that and recalling that and remembering that in the middle of these moments is really important. I also recognize, and I wrote down, you know, I need a clear plan for each day. And writing down a big three for me has given me clarity and permission to focus. You know, I can only do what I can do with each day. Each day has enough trouble of its own. And too many times, you know, we try to take on not just today's problems, but all these problems of the future, things that may or may not happen. And so we waste our years, as one person said, because we fail to plan our days. Making sure that I have a clear plan for each day is important. It's something that I need to do. And many times I feel like that, you know, I'm too busy to sit down and actually plan. And yet it's that plan and that clarity. Okay, what do I need to do today that really helps to alleviate a lot of stress? You know, it's easy to let go of life-giving things like exercise or eating healthy when you're in a time where you're overwhelmed. But those are the things that are life-giving. And taking time for those things, even when you don't feel like you have time for them, is really important. You know, it's putting on your own oxygen mask that allows you to continue to be able to be there and help others. Making clear choices. If you're facing toxic situations that need to be eliminated or need to be dealt with, the problem many times is that we want to just sigh and walk away when in reality we need to deal with it in the moment, right there where we're at. Dealing with those things by making clear, even hard choices is something that I've been reflecting on that I need to do. And then engaging my family in the plan and the process, explaining myself, showing them how they can help, how they can be part. I don't know how you are, but many times when I get into a dark spot, it feels like that I don't have the energy to communicate what's really going on. But really, the people that are around us that want to help, that need to help, that are able to see when we share with them how they can help, those are important pathways to keep open. And then daily, we just need to make our souls happy in the Lord. To truly make my soul happy in the Lord day by day may seem like a luxury at times, but it's an absolute necessity. And yesterday, as I was walking the woodland trails here at Victory Acres and seeing at sunrise the work that God is doing here in raising up little birds' nests and causing new plant growth and all kinds of other beautiful things to bloom and develop. I was just reminded again of God's work in the world. Moses says it like this, Lord, thou hast been our dwelling place in all generations. Before the mountains were brought forth, or ever thou hast formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. You know, keeping that eternal perspective and recognizing that whatever you may be going through at this moment, however difficult it may be, there is a God who is there before your problems begin. And there is a God who will be there after your problems are finished. That He is sovereign and that He has been a dwelling place in all generations. And I was reflecting on that. You know, what is a dwelling place? A place to keep us safe from the elements. A place to lay down and sleep at night. A place where we can be safe from the things that would try to attack us. And God is the one who has been a dwelling place, not just in our lifetime, but in all generations. You know, the next portion of that chapter talks about our finiteness, the perspective of our life in relation to the life of God. For 1,000 years in His sight are but as yesterday when it's past. It's like a watch in a night. It's just so very brief. 1,000 years for us is unthinkably long. And yet for Him, it's just like a day. The perspective of our life against His eternal work and plan is sobering. The reality is there's nothing much to our life. There's nothing much there to even be able to do anything with, unless it is invested in His great eternal plan. He sees us as we are, not just in the way that we hope that others see us, but You've set our iniquities before You and our secret sins in light of Your countenance. All our days are passed away in Thy wrath. We spend our years as a tale that is told. Just so brief. And so in light of that, teach us to number our days that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. You know, God is doing some good things. He's reminding me of some important truths. I came across this by Dietrich Bonhoeffer in Life Together. The word of Scripture should never stop sounding in your ears and working in you all day long. Just like the words of someone you love. And just as you do not analyze the words of someone you love, but accept them as they are said to you, accept the word of Scripture and ponder it in your heart as Mary did. That is all. Don't ask, how shall I pass this on? But what does it say to me? Then ponder this word long in your heart until it has gone right into you and taken possession of you. For me, as I came from that day of prayer, there was a sense of peace, of serenity, of wholeness, of healing, from just bathing in His word and in His presence. I felt rejuvenated. And I woke up that next morning more whole and at peace than I had in many, many weeks. I would like to say that that feeling lasted, but it didn't. There are challenges. There's decisions that have to be made. There are things that have to be dealt with, and we can't always live in those moments of crystal clear clarity. It reminds me a little bit of Jill in the book The Silver Chair, The Chronicles of Narnia, as Aslan is giving her the signs that she's to remember, the four signs and she thinks she knows them. She thinks that she will remember them clearly, but as life begins to happen, that memory begins to fade. And you know, I think that all of us, we have those moments of clarity, and they're important, and they're real, and thank God for them. But we need to continue to come back day by day and find our help and our hope in Him. And we also need His help in knowing what we can do and what He is calling us to. Friends, His yoke is easy and His burden is light. And that doesn't mean it's always going to be easy in the moment. But what He calls us to start, He calls us to finish. And I was reflecting there on verse 17, "Establish thou the work of our hands." Establish the work of our hands. As we commit our work to Him, God wants us to be working in a way that is lasting. And friends, before we commit to anything, we need to prayerfully discern if this is really something that God is calling us to do in the first place. Or is this just something that we're putting on ourselves? But once we've undertaken it, once we know that this is God's calling, His direction, then together, then we need to make sure that we see it through. And so in order to make room in our lives for God's best, what I'm seeing is that we need to ruthlessly eliminate all that is standing in the way of that. We need to prayerfully discern what God wants to eliminate from our lives. We need to be clear on what it is that He's calling us to do. And then we need to do it with all the strength that He gives. I don't know where you're at in all this. I'm just trying to share a little bit of where I'm at. I don't feel very energetic or ready to run any races or climb any mountains today, but I am thankful for God's help in this moment, in this point where I am. And as I continue to just take the next right step, continue to do the next right thing, I'm trusting that He will make the difference. For Gleaning and Gathering, God bless.